Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far-off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them, and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sailed to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
The third letter of the Apostle John. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom indeed I love. Beloved, I hope you are in good health. May you thrive in all other ways as you do in the Spirit. For it has given me great joy to have the brothers bear witness to how truly you walk in the path of truth. Nothing delights me more than to hear that my children are walking in this path. Beloved, you demonstrate fidelity by all that you do for the brothers, even though they are strangers. Indeed, they have testified to your love before the church. And you will do a good thing if, in a way that pleases God, you help them to continue their journey. It was for the sake of the name that they set out, and they are accepting nothing from the pagans. Therefore, we owe it to such men to support them, and thus to have our share in the work of truth. I did write to the church, but Diotrephes, who enjoys being their leader, ignores us. Therefore, if I come, I will speak publicly of what he is doing in spreading evil nonsense about us. And that is not all. Not only does he refuse to welcome the brothers himself, but he even hinders those who wish to do so and expels them from the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Whoever does what is good belongs to God. Whoever does what is evil has never seen God. Demetrius is one who gets a good testimonial from all, even from truth itself. We give our testimonial as well, and you know that our testimony is true. There is much more that I had in mind to write you, but I do not wish to write it out with pen and ink. Rather, I hope to see you soon, when we can talk face to face. Peace be with you. The beloved here send you their greetings. Greet the beloved there, each by name.
Do not imitate an evil example, but follow what is good.
By doing good, you will become a child of God. Alleluia.
Grace is at work in the one who endures suffering for the sake of God.
By doing good, you will become a child of God. Alleluia.
Second reading from a sermon by a 6th century African author. The disciples spoke in the language of every nation. At Pentecost, God chose this means to indicate the presence of the Holy Spirit. Whoever had received the Spirit spoke in every kind of tongue. We must realize, dear brothers, that this is the same Holy Spirit by whom love is poured out in our hearts. It was love that was to bring the Church of God together all over the world. And as individual men who received the Holy Spirit in those days could speak in all kinds of tongues, so today the church, united by the Holy Spirit, speaks in the language of every people. Therefore, if somebody should say to one of us, "You have received the Holy Spirit. Why do you not speak in tongues?" His reply should be, "I do indeed speak in the tongues of all men because I belong to the body of Christ, that is, the church, and she speaks all languages." What else did the presence of the Holy Spirit indicate at Pentecost except that God's church was to speak in the language of every people? This was the way in which the Lord's promise was fulfilled. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. New wine is put into fresh skins, and so both are preserved. So when the disciples were heard speaking in all kinds of languages, some people were not far wrong in saying, "They have been drinking too much new wine." The truth is that the disciples had now become fresh wineskins, renewed and made holy by grace. The new wine of the Holy Spirit filled them so that their fervor brimmed over and they spoke in manifold tongues. By this spectacular miracle, they became a sign of the Catholic Church, which embraces the language of every nation. Keep this feast, then, as members of the one body of Christ. It will be no empty festival for you if you really live what you are celebrating. For you are the members of that church which the Lord acknowledges as his own, being himself acknowledged by her, that same church which he fills with the Holy Spirit as she spreads throughout the world. He is like a bridegroom who never loses sight of his own bride. No one could ever deceive him by substituting some other woman. To you men of all nations, then, who make up the church of Christ, you the members of Christ, you the body of Christ, you the bride of Christ, to all of you, the apostle addresses these words. Bear with one another in love. Do all you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Notice that when Paul urges us to bear with one another, he bases his argument on love. And when he speaks of our hope of unity, he emphasizes the bond of peace. This church is the house of God built up of living stones whose master is Almighty God. It is his delight to dwell here. Take care, then, that he never has the sorrow of seeing it undermined by schism and collapsing in ruins.
God, who can read the hearts of all, sent his Spirit to the Gentiles, just as he did to us.
He made no distinction between them and us, and he cleansed their hearts by faith. Alleluia.
God also gave life-giving repentance to the Gentiles.
He made no distinction between them and us, and he cleansed their hearts by faith. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal festivities may by your gift hold fast to them in the way that we live our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.